Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, and ASE certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive will help you keep it running, as he's done here on CCO for, well, I'm guessing, Dan, I keep guessing, probably around 23 years or so. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing quite well, thank you, on this holiday weekend. Is it hot enough for you? I don't know where you are, but it's already 70 here in the Twin Cities.
Well, where I am, it's 50 and sunny. Beautiful day. The high today is 75. I'm in Colorado.
So you're right now you're saying it's 50?
50 degrees, yeah. Wow. Beautiful morning.
All right, I guess it is.
Yeah.
Well, Dan,
yeah,
as I said, is helping you out as he has for many years here on CCO. If you have any car, truck, van issues, you want to ask your technician friend Dan before you bring it in your favorite dealer or favorite shop, at least you're going to be armed with maybe some information you did not have before. So let's get her rolling. If you have any kind of a car care question, call us or text us, 651-989-9226. A text number is 81807. In fact, we already had a text message, Dan, just a few minutes back, and it goes like this. Dan, how do you go about fixing and replacing a broken gas cap door cable?
Well, there's, you know, they're all different. I don't know what
right, exactly
what the how it works, but there's several different ways that they're mounted, but they're all mounted some way, and they are serviceable. They can be replaced. So it just depends which style that you have, and they're usually quite simple, and I'm sure quite inexpensive to replace. So if you have no idea, then my recommendation would be go ahead and take it into your shop. They'll figure out what to order, what they need, and get it ordered, and you can probably stop back and in a very short time get that cable replaced.
Sounds like you guys have done that at Lloyd's.
Many times, yep.
Many
yeah.
times.
Well, it's, you know, the gas cap
yeah.
door is something you use. You know,
all the time.
It's used regularly.
Indeed.
Which is two good things. One is if you use it all the time, you know that it keeps moving and working, which is important. But oftentimes when you use it all the time, it can wear out too. So that's the way it goes.
And it's even more expensive now as you open up that door to fill up this weekend.
It's trending up, isn't it?
Yeah,
I've noticed that at
it
the
is.
Gas pump that it's getting more expensive.
Here's another text, Dan, a 2000 Chevy pickup with a big V8, 50,000 miles on it. It takes twice to start, have replaced the fuel pressure switch two times. Runs fine now. Any ideas when they switch it off? So evidently that's still an issue with the fuel pressure
yeah.
switch.
You know, well, I don't know if it's the fuel pressure. That's what the test would be, and it's actually a very easy test. Would be, you know, we would get the vehicle set up with a couple pieces of equipment, one, of course, being a fuel pressure gauge. And then we would, another would be a spark indicator. Another one would be some way to interface with the fuel injectors. And then we would go ahead and try and start the vehicle and see what's missing. And obviously something's missing if it's not starting. Based on the piece that's not operating at the time, that would give us some input. On a Chevy, one of the things that I'm thinking of quite often fails is the security part of the key. So my first piece of advice would be try a different key. Try the other key, your spare key,
uh-huh.
and see if that makes a difference, because it might. And if it does, then you know that that's what it is. And if you just take that other bad key and go have it replaced, which is easy to do. That'll take care of it for you.
Very good. Let's go to the phones. I think John is calling from St. Paul. John, you're on with Dan.
Hi, good morning, Dan. Yeah, I was driving from Highland Park up to the fairgrounds, about 3 miles, midday, and all of a sudden my car starts jerking or whatever, and running rough, the engine did. So I turned off on the side street, parked it. I looked at the dash, and it said oil, but the oil was fine. After about an hour and a half, I drove home. The car ran perfectly again. Never had a problem with either the oil or the coolant. And I checked the coolant. The coolant was 2 gallons low.
2 gallons low.
I filled it up, and since then, it just keeps taking a little bit of coolant every day. But I can't figure it out because there's no leakage underneath. You got any idea what's going on?
That might be bad news, I'm afraid. If you're losing coolant and you're not seeing it come or drip anywhere, then there's a good chance that it's dripping inside the engine somewhere through a head gasket or a cracked cylinder head or something like that. And, you know, with the hot weather that we're experiencing, that sort of stuff is going to show up now. People have been getting by, you know, through the spring with the cool weather and our vehicles have not really been tested for the heat, and they're going to be tested now, obviously. But if you're losing coolant, then it's probably going into a cylinder head. What we would do is we have a way of pressurizing the cooling system. We would remove all the spark plugs from the vehicle, and then we would take a borescope, a little miniature camera that we can stick down inside the cylinder and look for a residue of coolant. And if we find any coolant at all, then we know that certainly there's a problem and coolant is getting into the cylinder. When you were driving, and if there's enough coolant getting in for it to misfire, that's a pretty big problem. So you probably want to have that checked out pretty soon.
What would be the solution if what you say is true there?
A pretty significant engine repair, which would include removing the cylinder head or cylinder heads. I don't know what kind of vehicle it is, but removing the cylinder heads, you would have the heads tested to see if there's any cracks in them. And if not, you'd look for a crack in the gasket, which is most common. You'd have cylinder head resurface so everything's perfectly smooth again, and then put a new gasket and put it back together, and you'll be good to go for a long time again.
All right, there you go, John. Good luck with that. Thanks for the call. 651-989-9226. If you're just joining us this holiday weekend, ASC Certified Technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul with us, helping you out. Speaking of motors, engine repair, question is via text, Dan. Says, does Lloyd's overhaul engines or do you outsource that?
Not many people do that anymore. You know, we'll do cylinder repairs, but a complete overhaul engine rebuild, no. We have, we would, if somebody wanted a rebuilt engine, and we do them often, we buy a engine from a manufacturer or from a rebuilder, and then install it in your car.
Well, I bet you that's a job.
It's more common because it's cars are worth it. You know, they're so expensive to replace. If you have to spend $5,000 or $6,000 even on a car, sometimes it often makes sense. My sales pitch to people is that, you know, if with a repair we can get your car into near perfect operating condition for $3,000 or $4,000. I'll, you know, show them the car and say, well, if you could buy that car for $3,000 or $4,000, I mean, it's worthless now.
Yeah.
If you could buy that car for $3,000 or $4,000, would you do it? And of course the answer is yes. And I said, well, then I guess the repair makes sense because when it's done, it'll be good as new again.
Good deal. Dan, we have to take a break, so hang on. Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive is with us on this steamy weekend. I want to ask Dan when we come back about heat. I'm sure the guys there at Lloyd's are doing a lot of AC repair. And I want to find out how that affects not only the cars themselves, but the batteries, too, versus cold weather. We'll talk to Dan. Of course, pick up on your calls and your text messages here on this Saturday. And good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here with Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Where exactly are you guys located there, Dan?
We are at 982 Grand Avenue, which is right between Lexington and Victoria on Grand Avenue, which is having Grand Ole Day next weekend.
Next weekend, okay.
Yeah, it's always the first weekend in June, so that would be next weekend.
Good
yeah.
deal.
So, yeah, that's a lot to look forward to. Anyway, we're right in the heart of that on Grand Avenue. You can find us on the web at LloydsAutomotive.net, L-L-O-I-D-S, LloydsAutomotive.net. Or give us a call, not today, because we're closed for the long holiday weekend, but during the week, next week, at 651-228-1316.
Good deal. Well, it's 70 right now. We're heading here in the Twin Cities now for 96 or so. Just before the break, I would imagine that you folks at Lloyd's were kind of busy, as you have been, with heat-related stuff.
We are, and, you know, in the hot weather, cars, it used to be that our busiest season was severe cold.
Yeah.
And that's not true anymore, but because they have gotten, cars have gotten so good with, you know, fuel injection and with new technology of batteries, new technology of oil. In cold weather, if your car is, you know, in good shape, it starts. That's just true anymore. And but hot weather is still very, very hard on a car. And in the severe heat is when all of the weaknesses will show up. If you have a failing battery, we're going to find it out this week. You know, if your alternator is weak or starter or any of the electrical components, that sort of stuff is going to show up. If you say, for example, you've been getting along and your car's been running just a little bit hot, but not, you know, not overheating, that's going to show up now. And, you know, the weather's been cool enough that, say, for example, the electric cooling fans haven't been working properly. You've been getting away with that, but that's not going to be true now this week. You need everything working just right, and that sort of stuff's going to show up. No, that's just the way it goes.
Pretty intense, yeah. 96 today, 97 tomorrow. Here's a text, Dan. It says, I have a 2007 Ford Freestyle, 160,000 miles on it. My mechanic said that one of the top motor mounts has disintegrated and that it would not be a problem if I did not replace it. I am interested in your opinion on this. Thank you.
Well, motor mounts are important. You know, the engine is mounted on these rubber mounts. You know, it needs to be secure, but it also needs to be flexible so that you don't, if it was sitting right on the metal, the roughness of the engine, you'd feel that throughout the car and it would feel terrible. And also, when you accelerate in either forward or reverse, the torque of that acceleration causes the engine to move. If ever you've, you know, been looking at an engine when you put it in gear, you see that the engine takes quite a jolt. It moves quite a bit. And if one of the engine mounts has deteriorated to the point where it's broken, then the motor is not secured properly. And so I don't like that idea of just leaving it. If it's deteriorated and rotted, and oftentimes it's oil dripping on the motor mount that ruins it. But if it's deteriorated and rotted, I think that it's important for your engine to be secure in the car.
Yeah.
So I guess I have a different opinion. I would say that should probably be fixed.
All right. 651-989-9226. There's a line open. By the way, Dan's going to be here for about another 14, 15 minutes. So don't wait if you do have a question. Or send a text, 81807. Speaking of text messages, 2003 Camry, 10 days ago, texter says, had a pipe with catalytic converter replaced and oil changed. Now I have a burst of exhaust when starting. What do you think the possibilities? What does that mean, a burst of exhaust?
I wonder if a sound. That's what I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a sound or it could be smoke. But anyway, we'll talk about them both.
Okay, very good.
If it's a sound, then the same thing that I just mentioned, you know, when you start the engine, the engine flexes, didn't get that pipe secured properly when they installed it. When it flexes in that position, it allows the exhaust to leak out, and certainly you'll hear that. If all of a sudden now out the tailpipe you're getting a puff of smoke, probably nothing's changed. You were probably getting a puff of smoke before, but if the exhaust was leaking before, you weren't seeing it because it was coming out under the car.
So cars, you know, if the car is older, a little bit of oil from, you know, is capable of dripping into the cylinder, and it doesn't take much oil to make a big puff of smoke when you first start the car. And we see that quite a bit. Rarely does it cause much of a problem. So if it's just a little bit, and that the smoke is only happening when you first start the car, I don't think I would worry about that.
Okay, Dan, I tell you what, we have to take our usual bottom of the hour break. We've got calls rolling in and text messages as well. So hang on, Dan. We'll take this break. Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive with us on this Saturday. Good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny along with Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Dan, we have a few minutes to go to help folks out. Let's get George and Afton's question answered. Go ahead, George. Thank you.
Thanks for taking the call. I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Dan, I have a 1999 Mercedes SL500. It's a V8. I want to change the spark plugs. They're easy to get at. My question is, do you do anything special? That's an aluminum head. I've never changed plugs on aluminum head. I've changed it a lot on steel heads. But any concerns about stripping it or anything?
Well, you have to feel, you know, it has a feel to it as it's coming out. As you go to crack the spark plug loose, and they'll be in there pretty tight. But as you crack it loose, it should be loose right away. And I'm first of all, I'm sure you won't have any trouble. They'll come right out. But when you go to crack them loose, if all of a sudden the spark plug feels like it's starting to bind, like it's not good, like it's getting worse instead of better, then you need to stop and take it in and get some help, because I don't want to see your car after the problem has been created. I want to see it so that I can be a part of the solution from the very beginning. And you also want to be able to drive the car. But once you crack the spark plug loose and say you've turned it a half a turn, it should be very easy to come out the rest of the way, and I'm sure it will be. Maybe you want to put just a little dab of anti-seize on the threads as you're going back in, just to keep them so that the next time you want to change them, they'll come out easily again next time.
Okay, there you go. A texter says this, Dan, a 2013 Corolla. Toyota says lifetime transmission fluid. Do you agree with lifetime, that term?
You know, I do. And I'll tell you why, because, first of all, changing it or dealing with it requires a professional. And the way that the design, the engineering of the transmission and the engineering of the fluid has made it capable of doing that. In other words, the fluid in the sealed system that it is doesn't get much contamination, and they've figured that with that lack of contamination, that the transmission fluid will last forever. And so for that reason, I agree with them. The problem is sometimes you go to change the transmission fluid in a lifetime operation like that, and you create more trouble than you're helping. Hmm. So, you know, in a perfect world, yeah, brand new fluid is better, but I'm not sure that makes sense to try and do that if you're going to create a problem in the process.
Okay. Texter says a 2007 Accent speedometer has gone berserk. Is that a big deal to fix?
Well, it's electronic. It's, you know, there's a sensor on the transmission somewhere, or on one of the axles or somewhere, there's a sensor that's sending the computer a signal as to how fast the vehicle is going, and then that signal is being sent to the instrument cluster. And for us, it's an easy solution because I'll just hook up my computer to see what the transmission part of it's reading. If that's reading accurately, then the problem is in the dash, and I'd say most commonly that's what we find, is that some sort of connection or something has happened, or lack of connection in the dash has happened, or poor connection, and it is causing the trouble. So, but yeah, if you take that in, it'll be a pretty, might not be a cheap repair, but it'll be a pretty simple diagnosis.
Oh, okay. There's another text, Dan, a 1999 F-250 will not turn over, not even a click. Battery fully charged, connections are clean, Vehicle was stored inside all winter. Tried moving shift lever back and forth. Still nothing.
Well, that's you're on the right track. And it's a very simple electrical diagram, if you get the electrical diagram, to see where the power starts. It's obviously coming from the battery, goes through the ignition switch, and then probably like through the park neutral switch. And then from there goes to a solenoid on the starter or on the firewall. I'm not sure which on that vehicle. But you have to kind of trace it one direction, either starting at the battery or more likely at the starter, go backwards and see where the power is lacking. And usually that's a very simple solution also. You'll find out very good chance it's the starter itself, that a connection in the starter has failed. But you need to prove that by knowing that you have power and ground at the starter like you're supposed to when you're cranking the vehicle over.
Texter wants to know, what are your thoughts on flushing radiators in high-mileage vehicles? That is, maybe around 200,000 or so.
Yeah, there's no reason not to. If the coolant is dirty, contaminated, and the manufacturer recommends it on a certain interval along the way, none of the mileage intervals go up to 200,000 miles. They, at that point, they're saying, you know, do what's needed. And that's probably true. You should do things as needed at that point. But if they recommended changing coolant on an interval, then there's no reason not to continue to do that. New coolant is not going to hurt an old vehicle or, you know, cause things to deteriorate or leak or anything like that.
Okay.
New coolant is only better.
Good deal. Texter says, I know a car, and this is kind of related to what we were talking about last half hour. I know a car needs to be winterized. Does it need to be summerized? If so, what needs to be done?
It does need to be seasonally inspected. So we could do away with the terms. It needs to be checked when there's a change of season, and for good reason, because there's different demands on a vehicle under different conditions. And the summer stuff that we're going to check is not greatly different than the winter stuff. We're going to check the battery. We're going to check all the fluids. We're going to do a safety inspection on the steering and suspension and tires and all that sort of stuff. In the summer, we're going to check the air conditioner to be sure that that's working. We're going to be sure that the electric cooling fans are working properly so that it's capable of cooling. And then one thing that that we're seeing some of, Denny, and we've talked about this before, is where over the fall last year or during the winter or last summer, the radiator and condenser for the radiator or for the cooling or for the air conditioning have gotten all gummed up with tree debris and dust and dirt and all that sort of stuff. So sometimes a car will come in running hot, and all that really needs to be done is that all needs to be cleaned out and rinsed clean so that it's capable of having air flow through it to cool the radiator properly. So we see that quite often where that's all that's wrong with it is it needs to be cleaned.
Well, Dan, we're out of time. We got to make way for Haskell's Wine Chat. For folks that want to get in touch with you guys at Lloyd's, how do we do that?
Well, give us a call. We're at 651-228-1316. You can leave a message today because we're not open, but next week we will be. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net, or best, just come on over. Take a look and see what you think of us. We are at 982 Grand Avenue in St. Paul.
Good deal, and we hope you have a safe rest of the holiday, Dan. We'll be talking to you 1 week from today, right?
Sounds good. We'll be in studio.
Good deal. Thank you, Dan. Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful Grand Avenue. Yeah, grand old days next weekend.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.